The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Australian journalist Peter Greste has been released from an Egyptian jail. Now, he's been deported to Cyprus and making his way back to Australia spending 400 days behind bars. Now, Peter Greste had been sentenced to 7 years in prison, being accused of aiding the blacklisted Muslim Brotherhood while reporting for the Al Jazeera network. And on the line, we've got Hamish McDonald, who's the International Affairs Editor for ABC News in America, and he knows the Greste family. And Hamish, welcome to the Grill Team again.
Yeah, very good morning. It's rare that I speak to you about some good news, but this is just bloody fantastic.
Yeah, it is good news. Hamish, that's great news on Peter. I suppose at the moment there's still another two reporters being held by the Egyptians. What's the news on them?
Yeah, there's some indication that Mohamed Fahmy, who was the producer in the team, that he may be released imminently. He's got a Canadian passport as well as Egyptian citizenship. He's renounced his Egyptian citizenship and passport, and the indications are that he may go soon. His fiancée is Egyptian. She was asked in the last couple of hours if she had her bags packed, and she responded saying, "I'm going to go without my bags. I just want him out." But clearly, the biggest point of concern right now is Baha Mohammed. Mm. He only has Egyptian citizenship. He only has an Egyptian passport, and there's no indication of any news about him. So clearly, the focus will be on seeing him freed as well.
Hamish, have you spoken to Peter yourself yet, and when do you think we'll hear from him?
No, the first phone call that Peter made was to Al Ansi, who's my old boss. He's the managing director of Al Jazeera English. He's a fantastic guy. He's been out in Australia. He's been everywhere campaigning for the release of these three guys. So the first phone call was to him to confirm that he was out and that he was on his way to the airport. Apparently Peter sort of began that phone call by saying, "Which Australian accent do you want to hear? It's Peter." that was sort of a great start to it. I've been in touch with his brother Andy all afternoon, and clearly the family's just sort of ecstatic. Yeah. So Mike, one of his brothers, was there in Cairo, collected him and took him to the airport and put him on that flight to Cyprus. Andy and the parents, Lois and Juris, have been at home with the rest of the family in Queensland, sort of observing all of this unfold. And I think they've had so many hopes raised that they were very cautious right until the last moment when Peter was on that flight towards Cyprus.
Yeah, Hamish, Pete's family have been unbelievably vocal in trying to get him out. Thank God. 400 days in an Egyptian prison. What kind of conditions was he subjected to?
Well, part of that time in the beginning was in solitary confinement. These are not friendly places to be, Egyptian prisons. I think, as time has gone on, his mood, his temperament has ebbed and flowed. He was trying to do a master's through Griffith University by a correspondent. He was teaching some of the other guys English. He was learning Arabic. He was trying to do exercises using empty bottles and tin cans. He'd learned to make a kind of damper bread that he shared with his family when they came to visit him. But you're right, his family is just incredible. I mean, every journalist I know looks at those parents and sees in them their own family and just thinks, he is so lucky to have them and to have had them campaigning for his freedom all along. They're just incredible. That moment, I'm sure you saw it when it was announced that he was facing 7 years in prison, and his mother received that news and sort of stormed out of the room. He choked up. It was just heartbreaking. So this is the best possible news. I remember then watching that documentary. They had champagne on ice because they thought he was going to be released. I am so certain they've still got it on ice and ready to go, but those corks will be going at some point, either today or when Peter lands back in Australia.
Yeah, it's great news. That's great news, Hamish. We appreciate your time this morning. Let's keep our fingers crossed for the other two journalists. And Hamish, appreciate your time. We'll speak soon, pal.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Hamish McDonald from ABC News in the States. Thank you.
The Grill Team. Gus, MG and Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.